Happy Passover.
Happy Passover, first night.
This reading is from Exodus 12, 21 through 51. You'll find that on page 72 of your complete Jewish Bible. Then Moses called for all the leaders of Israel and said, "Select and take lambs for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop leaves and dip it in the blood, which is in the basin, and smear it on two sides and top of the door frame. Then none of you is to go out the door of his house until morning. Adonai will pass through and kill the Egyptians. But when he sees the blood on the top and on the two sides, Adonai will pass over the door and will not allow the slaughterer to enter your houses and kill you. You are to observe this as a law, you and your descendants forever. When you come to the land which Adonai will give you, as he has promised, you are to observe this ceremony. When your children ask you, 'What do you mean by this ceremony?' say, 'It is the sacrifice of Adonai's Passover, because Adonai passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he killed the Egyptians, but spared our houses.'" The people of Israel bowed their heads and worshipped. Then the people of Israel went and did as Adonai had ordered Moses and Aaron. That is what they did. At midnight, Adonai killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh sitting on his throne to the firstborn of the prisoner in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. Pharaoh got up in the night, he, all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was horrendous wailing in Egypt, for there wasn't a single house without someone dead in it. He summoned Moses and Aaron by night and said, "Up and leave my people, both you and the people of Israel, and go serve Adonai as you said. Take both your flocks and your herds, as you said, and get out of here. But bless me, too." The Egyptians pressed to send the people out of the land quickly, because they said, "Otherwise we'll all be dead." The people took their dough before it had become leavened and wrapped their kneading bowls in their clothes on their shoulders. The people of Israel had done what Moses had said. They had asked the Egyptians to give them silver and gold, jewelry and clothing, and Adonai had made the Egyptians so favorably disposed toward the people that they had let them have whatever they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. The people of Israel traveled from Ramses to Succoth, some 600,000 men on foot, not counting children. A mixed crowd also went up with them, as well as livestock in large numbers, both flocks and herds. They baked matzah loaves from the dough they had brought out of Egypt, since it was unleavened, because they had been driven out of Egypt without time to prepare supplies for themselves. The time the people of Israel had lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years to the day, all the divisions of Adonai left the land of Egypt. This was a night when Adonai kept vigil to bring them out of the land of Egypt. And the same night continues to be a night when Adonai keeps vigil for all the people of Israel through all their generations. Adonai said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the regulation for the Passover lamb. No foreigner is to eat it. But if anyone has a slave he bought for money, when you have circumcised him, he may eat it. Neither a traveler nor hired servant may eat it. It's to be eaten in one house. You're not to take any of the meat outside the house. You're not to break any of its bones. The whole community of Israel is to keep it. If a foreigner staying with you wants to observe Adonai's Passover, all his males must be circumcised. Then he may take part and observe it. He will be like a citizen of the land, but no uncircumcised person is to eat it. The same teaching is to apply equally to the citizen and to the foreigner living among you. All the people of Israel did just as Adonai had ordered Moses and Aaron. On that very day, Adonai brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their divisions. And then we have Joshua 5, 2 through 6, 1. Find that on page 245. It was at that time that Adonai said to Joshua, "Make yourself knives of flint and circumcise the people of Israel again, a second time." So Joshua made himself knives of flint and circumcised the people of Israel at Gibbat Haaretz, the hill of foreskins. The reason Joshua circumcised was that all the people who had left Egypt, who were males, all the fighting men, had died in the desert along the way after leaving Egypt. For although all the people who left Egypt had been circumcised, all those who had been born in the desert on the way as they went from Egypt had not been circumcised, because the people of Israel walked 40 years in the desert until the whole nation, that is, the fighting men who had left Egypt, had died out, because they had not heeded what Adonai said. Adonai had sworn that he would not allow them to see the land which Adonai swore to their ancestors that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So he raised up their children to take their place, and it was these whom Joshua circumcised. Till then they had been uncircumcised, because they had not been circumcised while traveling. When all the nation had been circumcised, every one of them, they stayed where they were in camp until they had healed. Adonai said to Joshua, "Today I rolled off from you the stigma of Egypt. This is why the place has been called Gilgal, rolling ever since." The people of Israel camped at Gilgal, and they observed Passover on the 14th day of the month there on the plains of Jericho. The day after Passover, they ate what the land produced, matzah and roasted ears of grain that day. The following day, after they had eaten food produced in the land, the manna ended. From then on, the people of Israel no longer had manna. Instead, that year, they ate the produce of the land of Canaan. One day, when Joshua was there by Jericho, he raised his eyes and looked, and in front of him stood a man with his drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went over to him and asked him, "Are you on our side or on the side of our enemies?" "No," he replied, "but I am the commander of Adonai's army. I have come just now." Joshua fell down with his face to the ground and worshipped him, then asked, "What does my Lord have to say to his servant?" The commander of Adonai's army answered Joshua, "Take your sandals off your feet, because the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Jericho had completely barricaded its gates against the people of Israel. No one left and no one entered. And then we have John 19:31. I gotta get there. Hang on. John 19:31. Find that on page 1356. It's John 19:31-21. It was preparation day, and the Judeans did not want the bodies to remain on the stake on Shabbat, since it was an especially important Shabbat. So they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies removed. The soldiers came and broke the legs of the first man who had been put on a stake beside Yeshua, then the legs of the other one. But when they got to Yeshua and saw that he was already dead, they didn't break his legs. However, one of the soldiers stabbed his side with a spear, and at once blood and water flowed out. The man who saw it has testified about it, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he tells the truth. So you too can trust. For these things happened in order to fulfill this passage of the Tanakh. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again another passage says, they will look at him whom they have pierced. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Yeshua, but a secret one out of fear of the Judeans, asked Pilate if he could have Yeshua's body. Pilate gave his consent. So Joseph came and took the body away. Also, Nicodemus, who was at first had gone to see Yeshua by night, came with some 70 pounds of spices, a mixture of myrrh and aloes. They took Yeshua's body and wrapped it up in linen sheets with the spices, in keeping with the Judean burial practice. In the vicinity of where he had been executed was a garden, and in the garden was a new tomb in which no one had ever been buried. So, because it was preparation day for the Judeans, and because the tomb was close by, that's where they buried Yeshua. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Miriam from Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. Amen. That's the last of our Passover reading for day one.
Thank you, Father God, for the Passover reading, Bob. Thank you. May you be with us this night. Help us to recognize that even in this day and time, we are set apart. We're set apart because we're making efforts to honor your wishes, Lord. Yes, we're making efforts to do so. And I know it's nothing like it was so many years ago, but help us do our best to honor you, Lord, and let it be edifying for us, because we need to know that we are set apart because of our devotion and our obedience to you, Lord. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen.
Amen.